Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I am very well, Rob. How are you?
Good. A busy meeting at Monday Council, and I understand there's some news on the Rome Regional Transit front.
We are just so delighted, as I know Canmore is, with the success of the Regional Rome services that we've been offering. And yesterday at our council, we approved the doubling of Rome Regional Transit frequency during peak periods. That will be contingent on the town of Canmore approval, but if Canmore does approve, it means we'll be offering 30-minute service between the two communities instead of our current one-hour service, and that would happen between 6:30 and 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 and 7 p.m. on weekdays. You know, I'm very hopeful that that goes through. We did conduct a survey, and the surveys were filled out by non-users, and the suggestion was more frequency would be what would inspire them to use Rome on a more regular basis.
I understand that council also took a look at the urban forestry plan, which is, I guess, trees within the town of Banff limits. So what did you learn from that?
It was a very comprehensive report we received. We have made excellent progress since 2008 on assessing our tree health, proactively replacing dying trees and determining the cause of their deaths, pruning, general management. The gentleman who was presenting spoke about the challenges that trees in an urban forest face in Banff. Everything from cigarette butts littering the beds, bikes that get tied to trees. We also lack good subsoil in our Banff Avenue medians. But I do want to point out the new trees in the sidewalk beds along the 100 and 200 block of Banff Avenue where we did Banff refreshing are flourishing, and that's because of the soil that we put in there and additional ground cover that we put there to stop people from walking right by them or sitting near them, etc.
A group of municipalities taking part in something called the Alberta Municipal Benchmarking Initiative, and I understand you received the first report. This one was all about water, and it sounds like there was some good news and maybe an area for improvement as well.
This is a fascinating group that have gotten together. It's 10 Alberta municipalities, and I will give credit to the town of Banff and our town manager, Robert Earle, who spearheaded this entire project. So these municipalities have got together in terms of measuring effectiveness and efficiency in a number of areas. And to your point, the first report was on drinking water, and overall, as expected, Banff is performing well in the provision of drinking water services, mainly because the source of water is very high quality and we require very little treatment here. Banff does have the lowest cost per megaliter, and that savings is passed on to the residential consumer. For among the 10 municipalities that participated, Banff issues the lowest water invoices to residents. We are pleased to see that our residential water use is dropping, but it is slightly higher than the median in terms of residential water usage. So take shorter showers and turn your taps off when you're brushing your teeth. We would like to see that number go down. The other thing we learned about this was around infrastructure. And Banff has among the oldest infrastructure in that group of 10. We have high numbers in terms of water main breaks. However, we have put a program in place for leak detection. We're finding that that is helping us to better identify failing infrastructure.
So what's next with this benchmarking initiative?
The next section will be on roads, snow and ice management, and wastewater. And we'll be seeing that in early 2016, followed by police, fire, and transit services, and we'll be seeing those reports later in 2016.
Going way down the road to the year 2050 and discussing going to 100% renewable energy by that point in time, it's a long-range, ambitious goal, but it's something that Council considered on Monday.
Yes, absolutely. We had a delegation several months ago that talked to us about 100% renewable energy. I think there's still some questions out there as to what that will actually mean, but Banff and the town of Banff, as an environmental leader, is certainly interested in pursuing a strategy that would set us in that direction to reach that goal by 2050. And so we have directed administration to start working on a strategy.
Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for the update today.
Thanks, Rob.